Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast.
I really like that song.
I know you do.
I really like it.
I do too.
Episode number 314.
Yeah.
I am your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the early adopter, thekevinmiller.com.
For my bit that I always do at the beginning of the show, I would like to listen to more of that song.
Got it. This is Robot Rock by Daft Punk.
Were we supposed to name the other song every week that we used it?
Good. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think legally that's what I'm supposed to do, but...
Our show's free. Here it comes. This is the cool part on your track. Oh, no, it just goes... Oh, you can hear it, yeah.
Robot Rock.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, funny bits, good times.
Funny bit? Check. Video game conversation? Check.
Have we completed that already?
Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to the Second Funniest Podcast. You can send us an email, show@secondfunniestpodcast.com.
Oh, we can't do that. If you get pissy about 30 minutes, you're going to lose your mind about a minute and a half.
Well, last week we gave you a good podcast, though,
right?
Right?
It was 15 minutes extra. Does that mean we could do like 40 short on this one?
Was it 15 over?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Why? Why is that bad?
Well, it means we have to go back and edit. Anyway.
No, we don't have to edit anything.
Well, the phone lines are open. Don't call in right now because this is pre-recorded. But,
you know what? Do call in right now.
Yeah, go ahead. Leave us a voicemail. But if anybody calls in, they're going to be calling 408-228-4911.
Nate's still there.
Oh, well, good for him. Oh, she might call in. So, yeah, give us a ring if you're in the past.
Or, you know what we could do, just for fun, we can leave a voicemail.
Oh, okay, great.
For all of our friends on Skype that listen to the show.
Yeah, let's do that. That's right. We're going to give
a
call to
radio bit
to a fan.
Oh, maybe not. Is it work? Hello? Hello?
It said
available.
Ended.
Oh. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hello, Mia. This is Justin Worsham.
And Kevin Miller.
From the Second Funniest Podcast. It's going to be creepy because you're listening to this probably 2 weeks before it comes out on the podcast. But we decided it'd be fun to call all of our listeners who are friends on Skype, maybe because we should have had more stuff to talk about in the show and actual content. And so if you get
We were hoping you could give us some content. Mia, please give us some content.
Or just a little affection.
Creepy.
Is that creepy enough?
A little creepy. Goodbye, Mia.
Bye.
We got lots to talk about because of our Uber fan, Brandon Eddy, is a content-generating machine.
We can call him and tell him.
Oh, you got him on here, too? Give him a ring. We're like drug dialing our fans.
I know. But we're not drinking. This is bad.
Well, I'm going to go get a beer.
All right. Even his avatar is sly.
He's hardcore.
Right?
I think he actually made that. No, he didn't. He might have stolen
that. Who's the one who made...
The person whom you're trying to meet is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hey, Brandon, this is Justin Worsham.
And Kevin Miller.
From the Second Funniest Podcast. We just wanted to call and say thank you for all of the content that you have provided in the form of suggestions and questions.
Wish you were on right now to give us more content. Instead, we have to think of things to say. I don't know when we got to be so morning zoo.
It's funny to me. I think it's when you told me I had a radio voice.
I said I had
dulcet tones.
Yeah, that's true.
I said I had dulcet tones. I don't even know what dulcet means. I hope it's good.
I'll look it up.
What if it meant crappy?
You know what? Facebook has the ability, when you own your own page like we do for the Second Funniest Podcast.
Own it.
When you post something, it tells you what the audience feedback was for things. And a few weeks ago, when we post status updates. Yeah. When we post status updates or ask questions or comment, it tells us an impression rate, how many people saw it, and then how many people, it gives us a percentage of how many of those people fed back into it. It's called feedback percentage. So like
so when people, oh, you hurt my chest so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a water air bubble in my chest sliding
killed
down my
you.
Esophagus right now.
I killed you.
I took a sip of water at the wrong time. Oh, that hurts
all
so bad.
All
I think
these
I'm having
years.
A heart attack.
Do I need to pause and get you some Tylenol?
No, I think I'm all right now. It's down.
For example, when we asked if we were interviewing designer Nate.
Go back and explain feedback one more time.
I am. For example, when we said if we were interviewing Nate Fox, what kind of questions would you ask? We had an impression rate of 229, 9.17 feedback percentage. But then when I posted my very hilarious very hilarious answer to the eighth profession of Guild Wars.
Uh-huh.
We had 479 impressions and a 0.21% feedback.
So twice as many people saw it?
No. Well, maybe, but only 0.21% actually cared enough. And that was just Double Op saying LOL.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's I
feel like that's a courtesy LOL.
It pretty much is.
I think we need to put a C in front of the LOL. We need a C LOL in the world because we are LOLing way too much.
Courtesy LOL. My friend, you have just coined a new phrase.
No, I'm serious. LOL has gotten out of control, and I don't want to sound like a comedian from 2004.
I was going to say, yeah, that's a 10-year-old diatribe. Yeah.
I'm just saying that we need to have a different variation. There's the LOL that needs to be like, I'm not mad at you. This isn't really angry.
I think we have that. Lowercase LOL is courtesy. Uppercase LOL is actual.
No, I think lowercase LOL means
oh.
Uppercase is like...
I'll actually write the words, I am laughing right now.
I'm going to start doing that. That's much better.
And then I'll write...
I put, ha ha. That's what yeah. I put. I'm not going to bend my...
But
little...
some people say that is LOL. It's interchangeable. You can LOL or you can ha ha.
Do you get angry that people aren't really laughing out loud?
No, because I don't.
Yeah.
Because I think laughter is a learned response, like very rarely.
I think it's the best medicine.
As a comedian, though, you have to admit that you can, I've noticed this at Comedy Sports, so I would want to get the audience into the rhythm of laughter so that mm-hmm. their response is laughter. And we actually had games where we asked them, instead of laughing, to boo or yay or yell yes or no or something. And I realized in those games they didn't laugh because we taught them a different response.
Yes.
So I imagine as a comedian, you want to get into that rhythm where I say something, you laugh. I say something, you laugh. I say something, you laugh.
Maybe I'd be better if I thought of it that way. I just want to connect with them and not be fake.
Okay.
Like, that's where I am right now.
We just approach life differently. So I think it's a learned response, and I'm playing that role of, like, you say something funny, I laugh.
Yes.
But I'm not verbally processing anything right now on my keyboard. So my fingers think it's funny, and they're going to hit LOL.
You even had a computer phrase to say verbally processing something right now?
I'm part computer.
Yeah,
it's cool. Yeah.
You know, Kevin used to have a bit where he would double click drag things in real life.
Oh, yeah.
That was an oldie but a goodie.
Man, I'm classic. Well, the
you
thing
just
that
made me LMFAO.
Guffaw. Do we have anybody else we need to stock?
We can.
Let's call Icy Fudge. Let's call Icy Fudge and tell
him. Who's this guy? I don't know who this is. Do you know Sam Spencer?
Yeah. He's a fan.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's call Sam Spencer. What does he usually talk about? Do we know?
He actually, I think, suggested something for us that we used. Am I thinking of the wrong guy?
I don't know. I know I had to think, but it was Steven that started the whole Sly Cooper
thing.
Yeah,
it was Samuel Winston Spencer. He just last 2 weeks ago.
Whoa, SWS.
Yeah. He's mentioned a few things.
Samuel, that's an official name.
Right?
Samuel.
He's the real deal.
Winston Spencer. He's got to have like an ascot situation, some kind of sweater vest going
maybe
on.
Maybe a cat that he carries around.
At the very least, he's got
to
have like a
you're trying
power cuff. You know what I mean? Where it's a pink shirt, but a white collar and cuffs. Samuel Spencer, this is Justin Worsham.
And Kevin Miller.
With the second funniest podcast, and we are calling you. What are we saying to him?
He sent a picture to us, and now he doesn't have it anymore. He's done some funny stuff.
Oh, good!
What else has he done? Anything?
Let's see. He commented on the picture of the cake.
Oh!
Yeah, He actually said something very funny.
What's that?
Samuel Winston Spencer is pretty funny on our Facebook wall.
What's one thing that he said?
Without giving the whole story, he said, they have an app for that already. It's called Skype. Pretty good. Pretty good. Glad we left you this message.
Okay, Mike. You know what's funny, too, is that we've had
cats,
a couple...
Cats in water. Hilarious.
Right. They don't know what they're doing.
They're covered
what?
In dirt. I could look at pictures of cats in water all day long. Was that a rhetorical question? Because
you just read my mind, dude. That's exactly where I was going to go with this on this video game podcast. It's like, you know what we don't talk about enough? Cats in water. Or almost as funny as cats in water, cats with scotch tape on their feet.
Also funny.
Right?
If we were an
improv
troupe...
You tell me you can't LMAFAO. And there's a second... ass in there. Yes, I threw it in there. I doubled up on the ass.
CLOL.
I J-load that LMFAO.
CLOL. J-L-L-L-O.
You will not courtesy lol me at all
on this show. Courtesy lol. Courtesy lol.
If I don't earn it, I don't want it.
Here's something awesome that our content provider, Brandon Eddy, has mentioned is the epic fail. Online live. No. Game on. What?
Oh, yeah. You were talking about that.
I just lost all week. It was so amazing that I actually dreamt about it last night, which I commented on the Facebook wall as well.
Whenever you're ready.
I just want to make sure I get on live. Yeah, is the name of it. Now, this device, if you're not familiar, it blows my mind away. It's just about the size of a cell phone, maybe a little thicker. And it has a DSL cable in it. And it got a little power cord. And that's about it.
When you say DSL, you mean Ethernet.
Yeah, an Ethernet. Uh-huh. And so you plug that in, and then there are no games to put in the thing.
Are you okay? Do you need a hug?
I'm really excited about this thing.
You want to do some Lamaze to calm down?
Can guys do that?
I'm sure you...
Do we get pregnant if we do Lamaze?
I don't know.
Let's find out. Dada have baby? Yeah, so all the games are in the cloud, and if you watch the video, you really should watch the video because the interface for it is amazing.
You said this to me three times with the cloud thing, I had to be like, so it's the cloud that we see the commercials. Let's go to the cloud.
The cloud is now a generic term meaning
the internet,
meaning that things are stored on an accessible server for many people. So, like, this technology's been around for a long time. It's just now that it's much more usable for mass groups of people because the bandwidth is finally big enough to where you can get to it and access it quickly in a fast streaming way. So, like, you know, like banks, like Natalie's computer has got all of her software stuff on a server. It's now that bigger. And I know that's probably not if you're a tech nerd, you're probably sitting there going, that's completely wrong. But that's a pretty close description to what the cloud is all about.
All right, I'm in.
So this means...
So is the cloud going to replace the internet?
No, it is. It lives on the internet. It replaces web browsers is a better way to quit. Because you asked earlier, is it web-based? And it's not.
So it replaces like Safari and...
Yeah, because it's all internal within the application runs itself. Instead of needing like the web to go through a portal to then access a server, you use the thing uses itself to go to this cloud and then grabs the files. So you play games streaming over the internet. The software doesn't live on your thing. You're actually just a portal to another computer somewhere. So all of your save data lives there. And the best part is you don't have to get it's instant satisfaction. Like, you want to play a game, they have free trials for all sorts of stuff. You want to play Just Cause, instead of having to download it to your hard drive to begin play it, you click it, and you start playing Just Cause immediately.
I don't know. Listening to you talk about this just made me feel like we were doing an infomercial for it.
I know.
Like, are you tired of all these consoles being so big and 12 inches by 12 inches? How do I carry that on the airport,
I won't get on board with this yet. I think that what we'll see is like Sony or Xbox doing their own version of this. Well, they'll realize that you can do this much easier. They'll build streaming apps within their own consoles, because I'm not crazy about going to some other third party, another console, and dropping my money. And any games I play on there, if this thing goes under, they're gone.
Gone.
They're just gone. You have nothing to hold.
Yeah,
it's got to
be some kind of. It's got to be like a serious satellite radio situation where there's a monthly fee.
That's what it is.
And then you also have to pay for the game, right?
Yeah. Well, they have different pricing plans. So instead of buying the game, you kind of rent it for however.
Like a GameFly.
Yeah. So you play it when you want to, and you have a certain number of hours, and that's what they charge you on.
That's cool that it's hours and not days.
It might be
hours of play, right?
Yeah, exactly. So if you play it for what I think that's how it's broken down.
Because I was like, it's always fun for me whenever you rent a movie on iTunes or the like, where it's like you hit play and it's like you have 24 hours to watch this. I always feel like I'm Jack Bauer, and I'm like,
right.
I'm going to watch all of you, Megamind, and all of you fast.
So they say they have got three ways to play. You can test drive any game for a limited free time. You can rent a game for 3 or 5 days, or get a full play pass.
Does it give you a price or no?
Not there, not on this screen. And then, but this one does. Subscribe to a play pack, get unlimited access to a library of games for $10 a month. So I don't know what library of games that is. It's probably
not. DC Universe Online has to cost me $15.
Yeah, exactly. But I can use
BS. LOL.
Let's see if DC Universe Online is on their list of games. Homefront is one of them. Some of these are pretty simple games. Fishdom 2.
Oh, finally.
For example.
Fished him too.
Tom Clancy's Hawks.
I heard that was the inspiration for Echo the Dolphin.
Dawn of War, Chaos Rising.
Oh, Chaos
that's
Rising.
That's the game I'm playing. Shut your mouth hole. Okay, open your mouth hole. Aliens versus Predator. Classic. Alpha Protocol. Doc Clock, the toasted sandwich of time. Darksiders.
Doc Clock, the toasted sandwich of time? Really? Yep. Really? Does it need to have that epic of a title?
Lego Batman.
There you go. See, now that could have had a more epic title. That's
Saw.
The game?
Lego Harry Potter, years 1 through 4.
1 through 4.
Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell, Conviction. World of Goo. That game's been out for like 8 years. Unreal Tournament 3. Nobody's still playing Unreal.
What I liked about it was that you could do this thing where you could, if you had a friend and you saw they were online, you could just hit a button and watch what they're doing.
I think you can watch all sorts of people play the game as
That's
well.
That's great.
You
just go around. Because we were talking about it a little bit with Nate last week, but I think that it's interesting that...
Should have got his opinion on this. Let's call him.
I think we'd end up talking to whoever's laptop he borrowed, actually. But I think it's also funny that he had to go to somebody else's computer because, like, I don't want these guys to have my phone number.
Right.
Whoa.
Oh, here it comes. Our first caller.
We gotta get a new ringtone. All right, thank you for calling the Second Funniest Podcast. You are on the show live. Please tell us, who are you?
Hi, I'm Jake from New Jersey.
Hi, Jake.
Jake from New Jersey. How did you find that we were on the line? New Jersey, holy crap balls! It has got to be late for you over there.
Yeah, it's like midnight.
Oh, that's not too bad. What are you doing up at midnight?
I'm eating ham.
Be careful. When I eat ham before I go to bed, it gives me nightmares. You must not experience the same thing.
I turn into an evil version of me.
That's after midnight.
I'm sorry? No, that's for a gremlin. I'm a human, and I turn into an evil version of me.
Jake, are you a fan of the Second Funniest Podcast?
What, he's like, no.
Yes, I am.
Awesome. What games do you play?
What games do I play? Recently, I've been playing Assassin's Creed.
Oh.
The Brotherhood?
And yeah, I just beat that one.
Is that a puzzle game?
I hate you. What else?
I don't know. I don't really play that many video games that much.
So what brought you to this show then? Just out of curiosity. I sounded judgy when I said that.
Yeah, I'd hang
up. What's your deal, Jake? Huh? What's your deal?
It's okay. It's okay. We'll get through this.
Sorry.
You should be sorry. What?
I muted his mic.
All right. Well, what brought me to the show was like when all the Sly Cooper fans found out about it. Like everyone was freaking out about this podcast, and I was like, I like Sly Cooper. So I did. And I was like, oh my God, these guys are actually pretty fucking funny. So since then, I've just been like downloading every episode every night.
Well, thank you.
Nice.
Thank you, Jake.
How far back into the catalog of podcasts have you gone?
I'm at like 240, I think.
Nice. So are you just going backwards, whatever you listen to them in reverse order?
Yeah, I'm listening to them in reverse order.
That's pretty cool. Let us know if we start to suck.
That's an
or if we get better, actually.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I hope that they get worse as you keep listening.
That would be the hope.
But if they get better, that's going to be horrible.
I think there's a point around 50 where we get a little tired, but then we pick back up again.
I just remember the first like 6 or 7 episodes where a good 2 or 3 episodes we just played my iTunes library. like listen to this crazy song I listen to. Like
we've got the ability to press play. Check it out. Now look at this. 314 episodes.
Boom.
This is great. So when this episode comes out, you'll have to listen to yourself.
Oh yeah, weird. I'm gonna be like, well, that's what my voice sounds like. No, I'll probably like hear it and I'll be like, who the fuck is this faggot? And I'll be like, oh my God, that's me.
You're rather harsh on yourself.
Yeah, easy up, Jake. I mean, first of all, I need you to calm down because you're way excited right now. Second of all, you need to know that you are a good person, you're a beautiful person, you're a smart person, and you're a funny person. All right?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's good. You got him to believe it.
Do I need to get on a plane and fly across the country and give you a hug?
I would love that.
Well, you called him out.
Son
Thanks so much.
See you I later. Hope Southwest lands in New Jersey. I'm going to need a ride from Newark Airport.
Do you like OnLive? Do you know anything about OnLive gaming system?
Not really.
We were just discovering it. Check it out. You should go to onlive.com. We were
like they're a sponsor of the show.
Yeah, no, I'm in love with them, and
but not enough to do it. You were just saying you don't want to buy it.
I won't do it. I won't do it. I just
whatever.
It's like watching a spider in a toilet, as Seinfeld would say. I want to watch it drown.
Is that a real joke from Seinfeld?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Because I got worried for you for a minute. I was like, what kind of ham are you partaking in, Jake?
It's some ham steak I made in the microwave.
Wait, what? You made a ham in the microwave?
Nice work.
Well, it came pre-cooked, so I just heated it up.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that makes a little more sense.
But is it like a huge ham that you're like? Should I imagine you like a Viking just chewing into the leg of a pig right now, or is it? Because I thought you were just eating like deli ham.
Yeah, you can imagine me eating a Viking ham.
Well, thank you.
No problem.
Awesome. Well, have a wonderful evening in New Jersey, and thanks for calling the Second Funniest Podcast.
And look forward to this episode in 3 weeks.
I'll enjoy it.
Thanks, Jake.
All right, thanks for calling. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. It's so funny when
Jake,
your brother calls in.
I know, right? When he said Jake, I was so close to like crapping myself, thought it was Icy Fudge because he's also a Jacob.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, oh boy, we could kill all this out with one stone.
That'd be great. How many?
Poor Icy Fudge. We told him, for those of you who are just catching on to the show, Icy Fudge, when we did the episode with Matt Olson and Chris Murphy, he posted a video on YouTube with the Creed song, Arms Wide Open, saying, please, I need help. We need to start a petition to bring Sly 4 to the PS2. And Matt Olson, in his incredible jerkdom, said, hey, we could
jump and press the circle button.
I got it right here.
Sly, you jump and press the circle button.
He did that little goofy voice and said, we should buy him a PlayStation and then press the circle button. And so we were like, and then Chris was like, sure. We're like, yeah, sure, because he's never going to find us. And then he found us. So we're trying to get away to talk to his parents, and we did a weird record night. So because you heard last week, we talked to Nate. So we were trying to see if we could talk to him tonight. So now we got an email. We're first me saying, "Hey, calm down. I know you're excited. We'll get you. I just need to talk to your parents to make sure it's okay. We'll find a day." And then he gets this email and a phone message from us where it's like, "If you want to call us tonight, we can make it happen."
Now. For a minute there, I forgot you weren't talking to somebody. You keep indicating.
Oh, I keep looking at the computer.
Now, have you seen what Chris Perry has been posting on our Facebook wall?
Nope.
Now he's been taking liberty of using our content and generating comic strips on them.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think the second one is my favorite.
This makes me feel like such a jerk that I haven't seen this.
You
stuff.
Got things
I check
to do.
In when I.
You
I
got, you're very important.
How dare you?
Just lots going on in your life.
Where is this on the page? I want to see this.
You roll down.
Who has just pictures of a random like kid next to a river?
Is that our? That doesn't look like our.
Oh, that's my Facebook. I'm an idiot.
Right, click on it right there.
How dare
see,
you?
See, this is how the internet works. When you scroll over it.
So these underline things.
What is that?
These underline things take me to another place.
Yeah.
Take have you me done? To another place. I don't know. I must say.
Yeah, scroll down.
Jump
scroll
and
down.
Press the circle button. There it is right there.
No, that's not it. Just keep scrolling down.
Look at they did the God Hope with Charlie Sheen. That's funny, Louie.
Winning. He's put together three comic strips now, which are pretty great. No, just scroll down. Why is this
hard for you? Why are you angry at me?
Because this is dead air. Dead air. Dead air. Empty stage. Empty
stage. If this is dead air, what is it?
Okay, there's one. There's one. This is number three. That's number one.
Okay, so I need to go to number one first. Let's see what this says. We have I almost asked this like I'm a guest on the show. Like,
yeah.
Have you covered this on another show? Evidently, I'm tired. All right. It says, on behalf of all of our friends, this is Justin Worship saying, wait, Justin, one more thing. La, 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 la. Is he saying low, 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 low? And then I say, fuck.
Which makes me laugh pretty hard. If you can see the drawing, he's done.
I don't know why you're like the comedy of the comedy tragedy mask, yeah. And I'm a meatball with eyes and a mouth and no nose.
I'm old on this. This is an old one.
Oh, that's an old picture of you. Yeah. You are old.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, now this one is
number two. You have to scroll down to number two. That's number three, but you can look at it now.
Oh, I looked at number two?
That was number one.
Oh, okay, good.
Math is hard.
I know.
He does them out of order.
Okay. Let me explain something to you, whoever
the internet.
This is.
There it is.
Chris Perry. We need you to go, derp blah, the woman I think about when I'm having sex with my wife. Kevin listening to Le Intro. Le Kevin's. Why is it French?
I don't know.
But like Kevin's wife in the background of the intro laughing with him.
The drawing of my wife actually turns me on in this. She's got a little bow in her hair.
Well, then you've got a little Freudian issue because since we've seen number one, that is me with hair.
No, it's a different drawing because there's you.
New listeners don't know that's my wife. Now I have to explain it. And then it's me going,
which makes me laugh.
It really captures my anger. Wait, is this another one?
No, that's double ops drawing of
which it should be double ought. It's not double op. You don't get to make yourself into like a Marine who's paratrooper.
Double op
behind enemy lines. I passed it, didn't I?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there it is. Issue number three.
I don't really care, Mike. Let Justin and Kevin playing a listener call from Derpy McScribber name. Oh, Derpy. I messed up his joke. Derpy McObscure name. holy, oh my God. Is that what HOMG means?
Yeah.
They're actually playing my call. Oh my God. Oh my God. I am connected to the show, even all the way from Sweden.
He's got little tears in his eyes.
Our poor European listeners. So, wait, what does it say?
So
me star Andrew Snuffleupagus. I hope I'm not pronounced your name wrong. Derpert derpert. Close enough. What's he tall?
The drawing of close enough is pretty awesome. I love that guy.
This is some great parody of our show. I like this. This is fun.
Art imitating life, imitating art, imitating life. So we've got a pretty good return on interest for the fan art Fridays. So don't forget Fridays. Throw up your fan art. We've had a lot of really good art so far. I think it's pretty good.
I got to see this old friend of ours from Comedy Sports who's catching up on the shows, Drew. We did an episode where we were talking about steampunk stuff came up, and you posted a picture of Star Wars, all the Star Wars group and steampunk. And Drew did a great joke on the beginning where it says long ago in a galaxy far away.
Right, right, right.
He says 130 years ago in a country far across the Atlantic Ocean.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that made me laugh a lot, Drew.
Drew Simchick's a funny guy.
I hope he likes video games because he's about to catch up to the show where it changes.
Yeah, exactly. Where we stumble upon the format gold that we've been looking for all these years.
Good times. Good times.
I'm trying to think. I know. Well, Lady Gamers. Let's talk about that. Hopefully a Lady Gamer will call in. But
we don't know any.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit with Nate. We wouldn't know Mia. She's a Lady Gamer.
Hold on. She's a chick?
Yeah. Mia.
Oh, that changes everything for me.
But pontificate on this. Do you think games have repositioned themselves to attach themselves to a market that is just sitting there waiting to be tapped into?
Mm-hmm.
You look at... cartoon shows, for example, so much of cartoons for so long were just for boys. And then finally somebody was like, hey, girls watch TV too, and they started doing something for girls. Or do you think the games... But when I say that, I can't cite an example of a game that isn't like Barbie or Princesses Taking the Castle or like a Dora the Explorer adventure game. Most games, I feel, have a very masculine testosterone-y feeling to it.
Yes. Next question.
Well,
no, I'm sorry. I think you're right, but is in that. But I think it's the same because it like when we were kids, there was I think Smurfs was kind of ambisexual. What's the word I'm thinking of? Ambisextrious.
not a word.
Ambigendrous.
Ambidendrum. Ambiguous. I think it's just what you're
sexually
trying to...
ambiguous.
Yeah.
No, that's not right.
No, ambiguous.
Ambisextrious.
Asexual.
Asexual.
Are you trying to say asexual?
Perfect.
Oh. They're not because Smurfette is.
But she had a chick. But what I'm saying is that
do you know Smurfette's origin? Do you not remember the whole show?
That's a great point.
Now, you know the Smurfs are French.
They're French?
Yeah, yeah. It's a French show.
That explains the whole, like, you know, I mean, because how one chick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, here's what happened.
That's a lot of menage a trois.
Within the continuity of the show, like, originally, it was just there were all these Smurfs, and then there was this hot blonde one, and that's
I thought because they were all dudes that she was, like, the drag queen of the group.
No, that would be awesome,
right?
No, within the content, within the show, they justify why there's only one girl. Gargamel made her, and she was, like, to lure
like
them
a little
out.
Temptress?
To lure them out. He made this wispy-haired, black-haired, evil
yeah.
girl.
Little aqua concubine.
And she came in and she's like nasty and mean to them and they love her and she turns into this happy blonde that becomes Smurfette who then lives in the village.
I'm going to check that. That is not ambisextrous.
Well, she's the only one. And then eventually there are a few other girl Smurfs that show up.
But my point was is that I think there are shows like the Smurfs, like yeah. Snorks that were...
Do you know that the Snorks are French? They're actually German.
I don't know why you know this. like, who was the 13th president of the United States?
Lincoln.
I think you're right.
No, I think he's 16th.
No, he's not. I think it's Grover Cleveland. That's my guess.
The Grover Cleveland.
Yeah. Is he not a president?
No, you're off by like 100 years.
John Quincy.
I can't even use the iPad fast enough.
That's how fast my brain works,
so flabbergasted by
my your brain
response.
Just cranks out the answers. It knows what's up.
Go on.
My point is that these shows... they crossed the gender lines of children when we were growing up. Whereas, like, there was a G.I. Joe that was clearly for boys. Even though there were chicks in it, they were hot chicks that were kicking ass.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And then on the other side of the coin, there was, like, you know, Gem and the Holograms and stuff like that.
Millard Fillmore. Don't remember him being a president. Don't remember that as the president of the United States.
But you remember Grover Cleveland. I didn't mean the 13th president in like chronological order. I meant the 13th president you can name.
Oh,
that's what I meant.
Well, that's an interesting game.
Yeah,
go on.
I'm not going to reverse engineer that crap. So that's my point. Is that I still think that video games are that way. But what has ended up happening? I don't know if it's the case now, but I think what ended up happening was the games that were geared towards a younger audience were the ones that girls were naturally inclined. Now. Before the eight chicks that listen to the show get all up in arms and get their panties in a bunch. And yes, I do mean to be condescending for humor.
22nd.
I'm sorry?
Grover Cleveland was the 22nd president.
So I was off by nine?
No, you're off by like 80 years.
But nine presidents.
And it's a long time if they're 4 to 8 years each. Go on with your diatribe.
Well, you stop me. Fuck! But my point is that what was I saying? Oh,
you're saying that it's grassroots at a young age, like
the chick games were the ones like that I felt were like a Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah,
was not the same audience as Metal Gear Solid. Now yeah. I'm not saying Crash Bandicoot isn't a great game. I'm just saying that those are the games. Like my wife, she's like, if they had Crash Bandicoot, I'd play Crash Bandicoot.
But they have Sly Cooper. She doesn't play Sly Cooper.
No,
but what does she think? What does she think Crash Bandicoot is?
It's a game that she can play.
Why?
I think it's because the mechanics of it, I guess, are simple.
It's a third-person platformer, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
the same as Sly, yeah.
Yeah, except for that it's like jump and press the circle button.
It's a little bit more like Sonic meets Sly, where yeah. it's a platformer,
it's like first
but it's not...
Sly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that to me, I guess, is the simple mechanics or the gameplay of it. She can't get into a Metal Gear Solid because it's... I mean, honestly, if you think about it, let's take away the fact that it was revolutionary to have an entire game where you're supposed to sneak around. Although I think Splinter Cell came out first before Metal Gear Solid. But
sure.
Let's take away that aspect of
it. Red Faction did that. Yeah.
And it's kind of not a very fun game, Metal Gear Solid. It's kind of like, wait, so the whole point of your game is that I'm supposed to sit here to figure out the traffic patterns of these guys walking around. And that's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And that's what you think is cool. But because it was different, because it was unique and the fast action, bow, 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 bow. Then it's like, whoa, this is cool. I'm sorry. I remember I would whisper. I would try to think.
Really?
Quiet, you know what I mean? When I would play the game because I would get so invested because it was different. Now I think that it still could be kind of the case. Like, I don't know. I don't know what a lot of girls are playing. Maybe I'm sure in the and Morpaga world that there's more chicks?
I don't think so. I mean, because...
I forgot to tell Nate that when we had him on the show last week that I thought I wanted to tell that story about how you made a chick character.
Yeah.
Just so you can walk in and be like, hey, does anybody have some crystals of Garthon?
But and the trick is,
I got him. Here's some.
The trick is you got to talk like a girl when I did that. So like when I play as Karina North... The hot little elementalist that I know. She'll go, if I need some advice, I'll say things like, would someone be a doll and tell me where such and such is? And immediately I get responses. People will say, oh, you must be a girl. You must be a girl. Oh, you're okay. Well, you're a girl. So this is where it's at.
You should have tried that with your Star Trek situation.
Would someone be
a doll? Can somebody be a doll and tell me how to go to full impulse power? Because I am only at half impulse and it is not doing the job.
Please don't rub the microphone. Sorry, what am I doing? You talk? I can't. What's wrong? Look at you.
I'm just doing a little I'm finger not, play.
Oh, God. My eyes are shut for the rest of the show and I'm talking with my chin on top of the mic. That's
remember we used to disagree with your beard? That was awesome. I hope they can hear that. So that's what I would imagine that there are more girls playing those Mrapagas, but
I don't think so. When Aaron Jameson went to BlizzCon, he said there were 0.0 women there. And but that's World of Warcraft and StarCraft. I mean, if there's ever, and I know women that play World of Warcraft and they still don't show up at these things. I think it's primarily a dude.
Are you following Adrian? Do you know who Adrian Curry is?
Totally.
No?
No.
So she was the first winner of Next Top Model.
Oh, okay.
And she has become, like, she's unbelievably gorgeous. Let me bring up her.
Is she on Parenthood? Is that who it is? Who's that woman?
That's Mika Kelly.
And why is she the most hot woman on the planet?
Why is she? Well, it's probably genetics.
She drives my wife angry. Like, she shows up on the screen and she's like, she's dumb. She's stupid. Why is she crying?
Yeah, let's. So let me give you some images of, and some of these may be inappropriate. So I'm trying to, I don't have a filter on my thing. Kevin is not a fan of seeing the naked ladies. So I'm trying to.
I get the idea. Okay.
She's a pretty lady.
She won America's Next Top Model the first year.
Yeah. But let me. And now what she does.
Oh, no.
Is she. She's a big fan of the World of Warcraft.
Uh-huh. Really?
So, yes. And so she,
I think. Okay. Finish your thought.
So she gets on here. Like, it just came out of nowhere. She got a job as like a host of that tester show that was on the PlayStation Network.
Right.
And because of her interest in playing video games and her love for video games and now all things nerd. So she's got like Princess Leia costumes that her fans make for her. And she does. Let's see. She does some like I wish I had done more research into this. But she does some things where she'll be like, hey, what do you think? I'm going to do this. What's the Flux? Eon Flux.
Eon Flux.
She's an Eon Flux costume.
Oh, wow.
She goes to Comic-Con and everything.
So she's the real deal. What I was going to challenge is the fact that it's like a repositioning of her persona. It's like, oh, here's a market. You're a hot girl. If you like games, you're going to blow up.
Yes. That's the part of me feels that way. I don't know.
But she seems to know. I mean,
because the problem is that it just kind of came out after she was already famous, but she kind of got famous pretty quick. Like she won the Next Top Model and then.
Maybe it's her.
Adrian Curry.
Adrian Curry.
Thank you for calling the second funniest podcast. You are on live with Justin and Kevin and somebody else is calling in at the same exact time.
Can we conference call them?
Come on. Let's see.
Who's this?
Oh my God, this is awesome.
I don't know how to add this other person.
Oh, they will. They'll leave a voicemail. Is this Mia?
Perhaps. It might be.
Who else could it be?
I recognize that smarter tone anywhere. Whoa. Hurtful.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself with that one.
Well, it's perfect timing.
You guys were like.
Go on.
What? Well, I said, if you guys were on Skype right now, I could have like totally called in through that my microphone, and I can hear you better over my microphone than on my cell phone any day.
We are on Skype.
You
are
on Skype.
That's how you're calling us.
Oh, well,
but it doesn't show us. It doesn't show us.
Because it says that you're like appearing offline or something.
Yeah, here's why. Because I use Skype to let my parents talk with my child. So if we use Skype on the show and I show my status as being online, then we would be doing the show and all of a sudden my dad would call in and go, hey, what are you doing?
Hey, where's the kid? Can I look at the kid? Where's the kid at?
Okay. Awesome. I'll call back on the Skype in a couple of seconds.
All right. We'll call you. That'll be easier, Mia.
She can,
okay, awesome.
Or whatever your real name is. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. So glad that's on, that made it in the show.
See how this works out. Well, I hope she, when she bent a few seconds, this is good because she can weigh in on this topic. But what I was
saying, it's perfect timing.
About the Adrian Curry.
Olo.
Whoa. Wow. We're not kidding.
That is significantly better. I'm glad we afforded you that opportunity.
Oh, goodness. Am I supposed to be turning on my webcam?
You don't have to. I mean,
okay, because my hair is a mess, and as is my room. So I'm like,
way to chick it up, Mia. Way to chick it up.
You're going to have to do a screen grab of this.
I do not admit to being a lady. So,
it's perfect because we were just discussing this.
Let her be surprised.
Just a second.
You were very.
Oh, psh.
What's happening, Mia?
My media hub turned off, and I couldn't hear you guys for a second. I'm like, has health frozen over, and like Kevin and Justin stopped talking?
Only in our sleep.
Kevin's not as much of a talker
actually,
as me.
I forgot to call in and tell you guys about this once. I had a dream about you guys once.
Wow. All right.
Go ahead.
Hold on one second, just before you go. All right, and begin.
your bit is overpowering. This is what,
it's horrible music, Mia. I'm sorry. It's way overpowering. All right, go now. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I had this dream that apparently you got your own radio station in Ooh. Which you basically had a show where you talked all day long. But apparently you were in a room. You were locked in a recording studio. And... the only people that let you out were your wives.
This is a dream you had? It's very detailed.
Yes. This scenario involves us making money on the show.
I write stories, too, and a bunch of my novels that I have on the side that I'm writing are based off of dreams that I've had.
Well, please don't waste your time on that.
Yeah, I think you got some better ones out.
I'm not writing a story based off of you guys being locked in a recording studio. So, yeah, only your wives would let you out occasionally to go to the bathroom, or they'd bring you a sandwich through a slot because apparently you were their cash cows, and then they were sort of like... Guards.
There's actual continuity to your dream. It's not bad.
It's really scary how much continuity there is to my dream. I don't have dreams. I have movies that have like plot lines and antagonists and twists.
Are you really just awake watching Netflix?
That's what it feels like.
What if that's what it was and Airheads was playing in the background?
It's like, oh, I didn't right. Good reference. Good reference.
Nailed it.
Here, let me like put a hat on so...
Well, your avatar character has green hair and a little star in her hair and
Yeah, ignore that.
Did you draw that? Is that by you?
Oh, no, I did not draw that. I have other things that I've drawn that are by me, but
that's generally how it works.
I'm trying to think. Mia's voice, there's somebody that is famous that has a voice like Mia's, and I'm trying to pull who it is. Do you get that a lot, Mia?
No, I don't actually.
She's cleaning
changing
up
the
room.
In the background.
You know, never change, Mia. Never change.
It's an audio format.
You're great the way you are. I got to be honest. It does add to the creep factor that I'm sitting in my like third bedroom of my apartment. Yeah, my wife's downstairs with my mom playing with my kid. And I'm doing bits about flirting with Mia.
You're recording this for all the world to hear. So it's not like there's a lot of accountability going on right now, buddy.
But my wife doesn't listen, just so you know, Mia. So feel free to cut loose.
Oh, yes. Totally okay. That's not creepy at all.
What's creepy is you off mic. What are you doing?
Oh, I put the mic a little bit away from my face.
Oh, okay. While you were...
super duper white, so...
You look super duper white. Where are you, Mia? We don't want your address, obviously.
We are in my bedroom, which is currently being remodeled. That's why it's so pink. Because when I was little, I was like, Mom... I will love pink forever. Let's paint it pink. Yes. And then my mom, who's like, who's been a tomboy from the beginning, was like, who are you? Why are you my child? But I love you, so I will paint your walls.
Oh, that's sweet.
So I know that my mom loved me.
Are we keeping your mom up right now, or what's the situation there?
No, it is. Dude, it's like 9:30 over here.
Oh, okay. Where are you?
I am 20 miles south of Seattle.
Oh, so you're up by Sucker Punch then. Perfect. Are you in, Tacoma?
No, Tacoma's a little south of me. I'm in Federal Way.
Oh, so you're in between. Well done.
Yes.
Well done.
We can see Mia, but Mia can see half of my face and my wall.
Here's my hand.
That's Kevin's hand.
Bark, bark. Oh my God.
Don't bark, lose bark. Your mind. All right.
Where's my sketchbook?
Hold on. Hold on, Mia. Buckle up. Buckle up, Mia. Prepare yourself.
She's going to.
Prepare.
No.
What?
Hi, how are you?
What?
Hi.
That is Kevin Miller live.
They can't see this. So let's go back to talking.
Make dreams happen. Mia just passed out in her bedroom.
So, Mia, you're now going to represent all female gamers around the world.
Heck yeah!
How many of you are there?
What?
How many of you are there?
At least last numbers that we know of. This isn't counting for online gaming.
Mm-hmm.
But stop looking at me like, oh, you're starting to talk like Bentley over there, okay? Like, oh, she's bringing out her nerd voice with her statistics and stuff.
Slot, you jump and press the circle button.
Exactly. Okay. About 40%. That's not counting.
Where do you get that statistic?
I sent you the links.
That's true.
So it's not my fault. It's yours.
Well, wait, remind me what the source is of these that say 40% of all gamers are women. Did you send a link? I remember you just quoting it, but I don't remember seeing a link.
I quoted it, and then I pasted like two or three links.
All right, I'm scrolling down. I'm scrolling down.
So
this is why I love our show and what it is now, and I love all the listeners of our show, because you guys are having the geekiest fight ever. I sent you a link, you jerk.
Do you see how much stuff is on our page right now?
Did you quote the link, or did you? No, I pasted a link. I sent it to you, the information, and I pasted a link.
I am C-L-O-L-ing right now.
You'll get that later, Mia.
I have software open that I should probably be closing right now.
Thanks for the update. Help us out. What kind of references did you make?
I made one to Wikipedia, where Wikipedia had multiple references to online gaming statistics of how many women are out there playing the online games.
Well, here's
here's
what we were talking about before you joined our conversation, Mia, is I was saying that back in the day that it seemed like the games that girls were picking up, and I don't want to sound judgmental or rude or sexist, but the games that girls were picking up were also the games that were geared for a younger audience. Do you think that is fair or unfair?
No, I think that's completely fair.
Yeah.
I actually do have a couple of games. I have a series that I don't like to talk about too much. It's basically the series that I call my girly game series. I have like my awesome, like, punch him in the face, let's like blow stuff up, like the games that I come home where I'm like, oh, I've dealt with stupid people all day and I just need to blow something up. And I love those. And then I have my calm little girly games.
And what's a calm little girly game?
Harvest Moon.
Nice choice.
Look at her. She like coyly looked down like, oh. That's awesome.
Head of shame. And what draws you to Harvest Moon?
Okay, this sounds messed up. Slave labor?
Wait a minute, what now?
Slave labor. You can get hitched, and I'm like painfully single right now. One, you can get
How do you think slave labor is going to solve situation?
Yeah.
Well, one, you can get hitched. Two, you can have kids. Three, you can make your spouse and your kids work on your farm. Like,
okay.
Cows and make some money for mama.
Got it. Okay.
I thought you were saying because you
child labor, not right. Slave labor.
Labor laws up in this place.
Because there are, you know, a lot of the people that sell the farmed gold are actual slaves being stuck in some cell somewhere off in the middle of South Korea, and they just play a game. They don't play. They do the same thing over and over and over again, and that money.
So they have slaves that mine for gold in World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Have we not talked about this on the show?
Why
yeah.
Slaves?
Yeah. Like, because without us getting all socio-ecological.
Yeah. Whatever. But what's one of your blow 'em up?
No. Wait. the slave trade market is alive and kicking around the world today, and one of the places that it happens is in games, and it is specifically with gold farming. So I thought you were saying, yeah, I like to abuse the slave market and the people.
No. I'm half black, so no.
What's the other half?
So it's okay for her to be into that thing, I think.
Oh, I see. Got it.
Yeah.
my mother is Spanish and Cuban, and
yeah, we covered
my
this.
Dad is black.
Or she covered
and,
it.
And therefore, a lot of people look at me and be like, what the heck are you?
That must be insulting.
I think you're perfect. That's what I think. I would harvest your crops any day.
Aww.
But this, the Harvest Moon, this is the one that was on the Super Nintendo?
The Creepy Mater.
Help me.
That's what I thought she was doing.
She's got a Creepy Meter theme song.
I know, right?
The Harvest Moon, this is the game that was on the SNES?
Yeah, it's at least I know it started. Then again, the oldest one that I played was for the Game Boy.
Oh, got it. And then it was portal over to the Game Boy.
No. It wasn't ported over. The original version. Ah, darn it. I feel so terrible. I'm usually like the biggest Harvest Moon nerd ever.
No, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Moon.
I want to know what blow up games you like.
Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank.
Nice.
Good choice.
I'm gonna be beating on Sucker Punch a little bit here.
Oh, wait a minute. You don't have to blow out their candle to make their candles shine brighter.
Well, true. Because the thing is, they decide Insomniac, unlike some companies, Cough Cough, Naughty Dog, and Sucker Punch, they decided to continue their franchises and make awesome games for the PS3. Thank you, Insomniac.
We have Heroes on the Move coming, or PlayStation Heroes Move, whatever it's called. PlayStation Moving Heroes. Move over Mia Heroes.
I love that Mia, like, came to defend your honor with all that. Like the guy was like, actually it's called this, and she was like, well, actually it's got a lot of names.
Yeah, thank you. Bark, bark, bark.
When I read those comments, I was listening, I heard it in my head that I am a man who will fight for your honor, like Karate Kid was playing from my
who's this behind you here.
Oh,
this is my little brother. Okay, Michael. That's Justin Warsham.
Hi,
and
Michael.
And the guy you can't see off camera is the guy who does the voice of Sly Cooper.
What is he? Is he walking?
Does he have
dog?
A gun? Is that a gun in his hand?
No, what is he? Dog.
Oh, gosh.
What's your dog's name, Mia?
His name is Cisco. Come on. Star Trek reference for the win.
System?
Oh, Cisco.
Oh, yeah, Cisco.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well done.
PS9. Woo! Yes.
Me and I are probably related.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you being a brat?
Okay, well, Mia handles a dog.
Out.
Bye, Michael.
Bye, Michael. See you, Cisco. Tell Jake we...
Watch it later. Out.
She's just in a Harvest Moon move. She's trying to get you to harvest crops, Michael. Don't worry about it. She doesn't mean to snap her fingers at you and order around. She loves you.
Now, you're...
What?
Now you're going to school to be an 2D artist, illustrator.
I think I'm going to be going into graphic design. I've studied several things over the years. I studied web design. I've studied graphic design, networking, illustrating, animation. I've studied a bunch of stuff. So.
Oh, good for you!
And where? What is your career trajectory?
You too, Justin. Anyway,
what do you want to do with this information once it's all crammed inside your head?
Well, the thing is, I already have own my own business at this point in time.
Nice.
I
sell Tupperware.
What did you do?
No, I don't. I design
Tupperware
graphics and for flyers and websites.
Oh.
And whatnot. Actually, one of my websites that I've designed is on the web at this very moment.
Do you want to plug it up?
Yeah, go ahead and plug it. Usually websites are on the web. It's hard to find them in like...
No way!
Inside a calendar or...
And the sarcasm with you two is just so thick.
Is it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is it?
It's getting thicker.
Yeah.
There's some icing. Wait, Mia froze. What happened?
Oh.
Mia, can you hear us?
Mia, everybody.
Oh, no.
It's okay. She can call back.
My sweet Mia. My sweet Mia. Where did you go? Wait, it's connecting. She's coming right back.
I'm sure
she is. I'm sure
we'll never find out what she wants to do with her career. No, it's funny. After listening to Nate last week and him saying, if you want to do, you want to get into games, be really good at something. Here's someone that's passionate about games, likes to create art, and yet has their own online business for
Boom.
Probably cupcakes, I'll bet. Because she's a girl, right? Isn't that what
they
do?
She told you she makes flyers for
about,
her cupcake
about
business.
Cupcakes, right?
Wait, what's going on here?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, there she came
Welcome back.
Back.
We can go video free. Maybe that'll help the stream.
Would that help you if we turned off our video camera thing?
Yeah, but yeah, because when both cameras are on at the same time, my computer's like, what? That's not allowed. I sense fun in this direction. How dare you?
Well, if you want, if it's only one way, you can look at our wall, if that helps you. The wall in my...
Oh, my God, your wall is the most beautiful thing ever. No, yeah. Not really.
He was halfway there. Now he's all the way there.
Yeah, there you go. It's coming. So... Boom, wall. That's all you get. Just a taste. Just a taste.
So tell us about your website.
Yeah.
Stop tasting the wall.
No, I was tasting the microphone. It tastes like microphone. Anyway.
So I want to know the website. Give us a plug where people can go and see your work.
Okay. Oh, my God. I do have a Facebook page. I don't have any examples of my work on it at the moment.
You said that you had a website that you had done that was available on the web before we were disconnected.
Yeah, I just sent it to you through Skype. It's called onetouchcleaning.net.
There we go.
Oh. And so you do touch-ups of photos?
No.
Oh, it was a good guess.
It's a cleaning company.
It's cupcakes.
Cupcakes, you jerk. Oh, I didn't like the way I spelled. Oh, I can't. You don't. You spell cleaning with an N, right? Not an M.
Two M's. You managed to hit M twice in that one touch clean meme.
Don't you judge me.
Cleaning.
I'm just saying you might want to get cleaning too, because it's something that people could be directed to if they don't know how to spell the word.
You guys are so much more impressive when you're talking to yourselves.
So when we're talking to you, then oh look at that. That's great.
No, no. Let's go back to where she insulted us. Don't let that moment pass.
Yeah, wow, Mia.
Not
I
cool.
feel like I wish I had like a Tom Likas type thing where I could blow you up and then hang up on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Tom Likas her.
Oh,
okay.
You know, I wouldn't poke at you if I didn't love you guys.
Yeah,
that's something abusive people say.
Oh, I don't have the right thing.
Justin, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, my wife is downstairs, but I'm upstairs in a room with just my best friend, and my music is too loud, so I'm messing up whatever Mia is saying right now.
I think I should leave you alone.
I think you should, too.
I need an adult.
I need an adult.
Accountability. Third party.
Well, she's a business owner.
Please.
Go back to her website. Let's see more about
I think
One
I might
touch,
have accidentally closed it.
One Touch Cleaning.
Well,
cleaning.
I was interested in what's going on at What Touch Cleaning. Let's see here. We were talking about Adrienne Curry. Are you familiar with her too, Mia?
No, I am not.
How come I'm the only one that knows about her?
I don't know, but you follow her Twitter like it's a vacuum cleaner.
Well, if you saw what she puts up there, you would do it.
What the heck? I typed it into Google. The picture is, oh, God, I don't want to see that.
That's not what you were supposed to do, Mia. I apologize. That was not my intent. I had to warn my good friend Kevin about that.
Yeah, he has a boob on the screen for half this podcast.
That's my backdrop. That is my wallpaper.
It's just a boob.
That is my wife's boob, and it's for feeding children. So I would appreciate you if you would show some respect.
How am I the dirty one in this situation? Why does everything get turned around on me? Tell us about
your
cleaning.
Because you called it a boob and not a teat.
You want... You one touch office cleaning quote
no,
home cleaning.
No. I'm not. That's not my business.
Oh.
I was commissioned to build a website and design stuff for them.
Oh.
I have a design business. I don't clean.
I was confused. I'll be honest.
I think it was clear when you said I was confused.
What's this up here on the website? There's a little like a bookmark or something with the number 0 in it. Yeah, click on that. What's that take us to?
Is that Adrienne Curry's boob? How did you do that?
Oh, it's the homepage. Very clever. That's pretty cool.
Woot.
you don't take compliments well, do you?
No, I wasn't understanding what you were saying. I was just like, okay, sure.
There's a little bookmark in the upper left-hand corner that has a circle. Kevin thought it was a 0. It's right next to where it says onetouchcleaning.com. And he was like, what's that? And then I clicked on it, and he's like, oh, that takes you to the homepage. That's clever.
Oh, Okay.
Still don't take compliments well. All right, great. Moving on.
You know what? How do you spell?
I'm just confused. I'm like, that's the way the website's supposed to work. It has
I didn't. Let's just move on.
Wow, now you guys are fighting. Listen.
We have never not started stop fighting.
Yeah?
It's always been this way.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She wouldn't poke if she didn't love you.
Likewise, I'm sure.
That's pregnancy. Anyways.
All right, let's get back to video games, Mia, because we got to wrap it up soon. Oh, wow, we're already in an hour. Look at that. Because I want to talk to you a little bit more, because you were mentioning online gaming. Do you like the MMORPGs more than a regular game?
That's MMORPG.
I'm with others, so I like to play by myself at home.
Yeah.
Dear goodness.
I'm so sorry, Mia. That's inappropriate.
What kind of, you have no online gaming. You don't play anything like your PlayStation Online or Xbox Live?
I've played a demo for an Xbox Live game.
Wow, that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah,
you really don't play online.
I don't think it's fun. I really don't.
This means I have to deal with people, and I'd rather just blow stuff up by myself.
Right?
I'd agree.
I agree, too.
I play Guild Wars, and I prefer to go out by myself. In fact, when they had the 7 Hero Parties expansion earlier this month, I just about wet myself. It was the coolest thing ever. Because then I can have 7 people that I control.
Bye, Kevin.
No, I like spilled my coffee. I spilled my coffee.
I know what you mean. Sure. I did that in Thailand once.
When did this become the 8th grade?
It's fun.
Wow. Well, very impressive.
Wait, what did she say?
It was funny.
Okay.
I said one night in Bangkok.
Get it? Get it?
Oh,
good times.
So you play the Ratchet and Clank, and what else?
Sly Cooper, obviously.
Sure. What about some of the grittier games like Call of Duty or...
I know
Gears
this
of
must
War.
Sound interesting, but no M-rated games are allowed into my house.
Oh, what? Well, I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
By your folks, or is that a personal choice, or what?
A personal choice and by my folks, because my little brother, he's autistic.
I think that's fair.
So,
yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Also, on top of that, I just found out recently that that my mom was actually a serious gamer back in the day.
Oh, back before they had ratings.
I know. When I was little... She would go, my brother and I were in bed. She'd sneak onto the computer at night and play Doom and Duke Nukem.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Michael, out!
Michael.
That's Michael, her brother's
Her
back.
Brother, right, I got it.
With a dog.
Anyways,
with Cisco.
Yes, my parents thought it would be an awesome idea if we both had the same initials.
Does that? Oh. I bet that's really confusing for your mom when she yells at you. Maya, Mia, Michael, Maya.
You! Get over here.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, my mom is awesome. She's gamer mom. She called me once in the middle of my networking class and was like, Mia, guess what? I'm like, Mom, I'm in the middle of class. What is it? And she's like, dude, guess what I just got? I'm like, what? Oh, okay. So I was at this old video game store and I totally picked up an Atari 2600.
It only cost me $20,000. It's going to be awesome.
I have to do a little repair to it.
It cost her like $45.
Oh, man.
Heads up. You can't go to college anymore, but we are going to have a good weekend.
We're going to rock it like it's 1988.
Exactly. And so, yeah, my mom is a gamer. Like one time I had some girlfriends over for some games and we had an open controller. My mom's like, oh, can I play with you guys? And we're like, sure. And the next thing I know, we were like all running for our lives. She was like chasing after us. We're like, oh my God, what?
Were you still playing the game at that point?
Yeah, when did the game start?
Multiplayer. Did have LAN abilities, but the thing is the game's too old to be still supported.
Oh, yeah. Like the game The Movies. I loved that game. And then you could post you make your little sim movies and put them up there. And then one day it all just went away.
Sad pickle.
It was a very sad pickle.
Sad pickle. I've never heard that phrase before. That makes me laugh.
I like it.
Sad pickle.
Well, it came from this one guy in my networking class. And apparently I can't say sad pickle because I'm not a girl. So I have to say sad taco.
Wow.
Inappropriate. That made me blush.
Nothing.
Not really. Oh, Mia, I'm so sorry, but we have to go because we're over our time. Yep. We went long for the Mia, but I can't thank you enough for calling in.
I do think that there should be like a longer episode talking about lady gamers. I wish I called in earlier.
Well,
it was like 30 minutes ago, and I'm like, wait, I can call in? Awesome. Aw.
We'll get some statistics together, yeah. Fact check yourself, and come armed.
I am more than willing to offer up a regular segment to the Mia. I'm a big fan.
That's awesome. Well,
so you tell
if everyone else likes it. If everyone else likes it, I'm okay with that. But if everyone's like, "Oh my God, she's obnoxious," then
if by everyone else you mean me, then
yeah. The rule about our show has always been we do what we want to do. It just so happens that the rest of y'all are into it right now. Okay. Do you know we have 100 episodes where we pretty much just entertain each other?
And if anybody has anything bad to say about Mia, that's a quick way to get yourself unsubscribed from this show.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that means I show up to your house and I take your iTunes and I hit unsubscribe. That's how serious I am about this. I will find you and I will unsubscribe you.
Regular on the cast then. That's awesome.
Welcome to the show. Just so you know, this episode doesn't air for another month. So that's not sarcasm. but thanks for participating.
Okay, awesome.
Well, thank you.
When are you guys recording the next one?
We'll let you know. Okay. It'll be 3 or 4 weeks, but
yeah.
We have to take a little break.
Just let you know on Skype. Because I do basically the exact same thing, Justin. I appear offline so that everyone doesn't like jump me and be like, "Oh, hey, Mia, let's talk about stuff you don't care about."
Like Justin's kids.
Yeah.
Oh, but Jacob's adorable.
He is adorable. But why would...
Wait. I wish I could like reach through the computer and like...
How did she see my kid?
I mean, the ones on his face. But anyways.
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook?
Yeah.
That Facebook, that's a great thing.
It's amazing. It's
actually
very connected.
I stalked you guys a long time ago. I found your Facebook pages.
Yeah. Oh.
I want to add you guys as friends, but I think that would be super creepy because I'd just like come out of nowhere and be like, "Hi, I found you."
We just had a half hour phone conversation. I think you're okay.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, Mia. Well, thank you again for talking to us. And sorry we have to cut it off early, but my mom is in town. Blah, blah, blah. Yakety schmackety.
We're going to go play some M-rated games with her.
So on behalf of my good friend Kevin, this is Justin saying, okay, bye.
Bye.
Let's quick, before we sign off, let's listen to our voicemail. Did we get one?
Someone, we did?
Yeah, didn't that one call?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Let's see what this says. Buffering.
What's up, Second Funniest Podcast? Crispy here. I made the Rage Comics. Great to talk to you guys. Love the show. Love listening to you. It's kind of under strange circumstances in which I'm calling you right now, as my friend could attest, but I'll post it on your Facebook later. Anyways, shout out to all my friends. You know me. Just great job with the podcast, guys. Kevin Miller, you were instrumental in my childhood.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I can't say thank you enough.
That's awesome.
Bye, guys.
He's the one that drew the comics that we read earlier.
I am right here.
Don't you find it coincidental that you read the comics and then he shows up?
I want Chris to know that would be no you if it wasn't for me going, "Fuck!"
You were instrumental in his upgranging, and hold now up. Your son's coming in
My
the room.
My son's coming. He said, "Wrap it up."
What else?
All right.
Do we have any other voicemails?
Nope, that's it.
That's it. All right.
There we go. So give us a call. You want that music? I can find that music. That's easy.
I don't know.
You're here. I love
it. It's all about you.
You can send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Give us a call, 408-228-4911. This show has been brought to you by Audible.com. You can go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Go to the banner at the top of the page. Click on that and get a free Audible download. Free audiobook for you. Also, this show has been brought to you by my new comedy album called Justin Horsham Paternally Challenged, which is available now as a digital download in iTunes or for cheaper at justincomedy.com, or you get the physical CD, all that jazz. If you're a subscriber to the show, and by that mean you contribute $2 a month through a PayPal account or whatever, you get that album for free as a free digital download.
You just talk by yourself for a long time.
I do it. A lot. But I'm going to stop now. I want to thank Mia.
Yeah.
I want to thank Jake.
Yeah.
I want to thank Chris for the comics and for calling in.
Yeah.
And for forgetting me and me being non-pivotal.
You were not instrumental. Anyway.
I'm not instrumental.
It's just not
I'm
in his
pivotal. I'm necessary. Very different from instrumental. I'm just saying. I'm having a good friend.
Go to Facebook
Miller.
And go to Twitter.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Facebook.com/secondfunniestpodcast. Twitter.com/secondfunniest.
Because podcasts don't fit.
Right?
On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.